It's being called the biggest and most complex machine ever made. More than two decades of work have gone into construction of the $9 billion Large Hadron Collider. It's so big, this 17-mile-long chamber extends both into France and Switzerland. The goal is a lofty one, to unlock some key secrets about the workings of our universe.
It's not the simplest thing to explain, but a pretty good starting point is to say that if you build a telescope, you can look at outer space and the enormously large world. With this kind of a machine, you can look at the micro world and kind of the inner space of tiny little objects.
Dr. Jeff Richman is a UC Santa Barbara researcher who's part of a 40-member plus UCSB team involved in the International Collider Project.
One of the most remarkable things that we have learned in the last decades in science is how closely the overall grand behavior of the universe on a large scale is related to the behavior of the micro world. And maybe that isn't so surprising when you think about it. You know, our bodies are made of little tiny cells. The behavior of our body depends on how cells work. And so the behavior of the universe on the grand scale depends on how it's built at the tiniest level. That's our goal, is to understand the behavior of objects in the universe at the tiniest level.
The collider will send beams of protons, which are subatomic particles, whizzing through the system's chamber. The goal is for the protons to smash together, exploding into new particles, and perhaps even create a tiny version of the Big Bang, which many scientists say created our universe more than 13 billion years ago. The UCSB researcher says what we may learn may shake up some of the long-accepted beliefs about physics.
Civilization has gone through many realizations where we realize that something we once thought was true isn't true anymore. One of them was everything in the universe orbits around the Earth, and that the Earth is the center of the universe. We know now that that's not true. Another example is that the stuff that you and I are made out of, the atoms that we're made out of, are not the dominant material of the universe. This is a huge shock in some sense to realize the atoms with which we're so familiar. We are part of what's in the universe, but we're not even most of the kind of stuff that's out there.
Some 8,000 researchers around the world have been involved in the project. The UC Santa Barbara team has worked for 8 years on an array of instruments which are a backbone of a key experiment in the project.
There's an enormous experiment that's been built 300 feet below the surface at the collider. Santa Barbara built some of the instrumentation for that experiment. We were one of the largest university groups involved in building that experiment.
UCSB Vice Chancellor of Research Dr. Michael Witherell is also a particle physicist who was involved in development of what's known as the CMS.
This experiment can study all the collisions all the time, records the data in massive data sets, and then all the scientists can go into that data set and look for their particular part of it. So there will be teams of scientists, including people from Santa Barbara, who will be going into that data set and seeing what they can learn about the fundamental nature of matter, space, and time.
UCSB's Jeff Richman talks more about the CMS.
CMS, C is for compact, which the experiment is not at all compact. It's enormous. M is for muon. It's a type of particle. Solenoid, the S, is that it has a great big magnet, which you can easily walk inside of. The magnet enables us to measure the momentum of many of the particles that are produced in these collisions. You can quantitatively measure how much momentum they have, and that's very important for us to know.
Richman hopes the experiments will help us learn more about dark matter, one of the mysteries of the universe that's been a big focus of research in recent years.
Dark matter can be inferred from astronomical observation because it interacts gravitationally on other matter that you can observe. It has some mass and some gravitational force on other bits of matter. We can see its effect from that, but we don't see it directly. One of the questions that we're hoping to investigate here is, can we really identify what this stuff actually is?
Richman is preparing to head off to the European Organization for Nuclear Research Facility in Geneva next week. He says after decades of work that went into this effort, there's jubilation among researchers around the world that the machine is now in operation.
Everybody is tremendously excited. We have, in particle physics, we've been waiting for an instrument like this for a very long time. We really want to be able to answer crucial questions that relate to the universe and the micro world. We're very eager to get this going.
The equipment is in a testing phase, and it could be months before the Large Hadron Collider is declared fully operational. But UCSB's Michael Witherell says it will provide the international physics community with the means to do important new research for decades.
It's like the Hubble Space Telescope, both in that it's so big and complicated that the world only builds one and all the scientists in the world use it, but also in the sense that this is going to be a 20 or 25-year life of this instrument.
When fully operational, teams of scientists from more than 80 countries around the world will have access to the data, allowing for multiple research projects to take place at the same time. It could be a few years before we see significant results from the project, but scientists say the collider will allow kinds of research never possible before. Lancer Roscoe, KCLU News.